This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopian Airlines has grounded all of its Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. This comes after 157 people were killed after one of the airline's planes went down just after takeoff from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The airline has grounded the fleet, it says, as an extra safety precaution following the devastating crash in which 157 people were killed, although it isn't yet known what caused the loss of the new plane in clear weather outside Addis Ababa on Sunday. The airline says its remaining four 737 MAX 8s won't fly until further notice. Some other groups around the world appear to be deciding to do the same. China's Civilian Aviation Authority has ordered all Chinese airlines to temporarily ground their MAX 8s, and Caribbean carrier Cayman Airways says it's temporarily grounding the two it operates. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The flight was on its way to Nairobi, Kenya. Citizens from at least 35 countries were on the plane, including 19 United Nations workers. President Donald Trump will release his third budget proposal on Monday. He plans to seek another $8.6 billion for border wall funding on the U.S.-Mexico line. That's according to White House officials. This new request would be on top of the nearly $7 billion Trump has ordered to be used to build a wall under his state of emergency declaration. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox Television Sunday the proposal could trigger a budget fight.
I suppose there will be. I would just say that the whole issue of the wall and border security is of paramount importance.
Opposition leaders, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, said in a joint statement they hoped the president had learned his lesson from the 35-day government shutdown caused partly by Congress's refusal in December to pay $5 billion toward the wall. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was in Baghdad, Iraq, on Monday. This is his first official visit to the nation that Tehran once fought a bloody war against and later backed in the battle with the Islamic State group. With the militants facing a final territorial defeat in the Syrian village of Baghouz, Iran is looking for Iraq's continued support as it faces a maximalist pressure campaign by President Trump after his decision to withdraw America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. British Prime Minister Theresa May was battling Monday to stave off a new defeat for her European Union divorce deal, with talks deadlocked a day before Parliament is scheduled to vote on the plan. The House of Commons is scheduled to vote Tuesday on whether to approve a deal it resoundingly rejected in January, and there are few signs of a big shift in opinion. Alan Wager is a UK analyst from King's College London.
Theresa May's deal will be voted on in tomorrow evening, and the debate is by how much it will lose, and that will determine whether or not Theresa May's deal can survive, whether or not she can attempt one more time to put the deal back into the House of Commons. So,
Londoners on both sides of the camp said to Reuters on Monday they just wanted a resolution of a situation that had been dragging on for far too long. Internationally backed Syrian forces continue what they believe is their final battle for Islamic State-controlled territory. Meanwhile, more than 65,000 people, almost all women and children, have evacuated to camps in northern Syria. No one expected or planned for these massive crowds, and many of those displaced are defiant, vowing that IS will rise again. From the Al-Hol camp, VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Aid workers say the only way they know to counter the widespread extremism in the camps is to provide humanitarian aid and prove they are not the enemy. But overcrowding and lack of basic supplies is increasingly threatening that goal. In recent days, at least 100 people have died, either traveling to the camp or when they arrived. Almost all were children. Besides a deadly health crisis, thousands of tents are needed to shelter new arrivals. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Al-Hol Camp, Syria.
Aid organizations say the camp is at a breaking point and future concerns have to wait while they try to deal with the current emergency. An Indonesian woman held in Malaysia since 2017 on suspicions of assassinating North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was released from detention on Monday. We're following that story on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.